Hello, I'm Gary Roby, and this is a call to worship. God is wise. He knows everything. Jeremiah 29:11 tells us, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end."
Prosper you and
God, you are the only all-wise God. Thank you, Father, that we can have confidence in that fact and what it means to us, that you know the thoughts that you think toward us, thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give us an expected end. And thank you, God, that you've provided your word that guides us into all truth. We've read the book, Lord. We know how it all ends, with us in your presence for all eternity. Thank you, God, that when we come into your presence and we ask wisdom, that you are the only all-wise God. Thank you, Lord, for granting us your wisdom. Thank you for the peace that passes all understanding when we come into your presence. And thank you, Father, for the special time when we can fellowship during this call to worship.
And my shelter, in your presence I will hide. I will wait for the God of my salvation. He will hear me when I cry. Though I fall, I will rise. Like an eagle I will fly in the dark. You are my light, bright in morning star. Come and lead me through the night. Oh, lead me through the night. Lord, you are times of trouble, when others leave, you will abide. Yes, you will. You're a friend that's closer than a brother. You will never leave my side. You are my
Proverbs 3:19, "The Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth, by understanding hath he established the heavens. By his knowledge the depths are broken up, and the clouds drop down the dew." If any of you lacks wisdom, says James, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given him. And as we shared moments ago, Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope." Brothers and sisters in the Lord, rest. Rest in these facts, and then trust and obey.
When we walk Jesus, oh, thy strength and shield. Be thou still my strength and shield. When I tread the verge of Jordan, bid my anxious fear subside. Death of death and hell's destruction, land me safe on Canaan's side. Songs of praises, songs of praises, I will ever give to thee.
Yes, as we look at Almighty God and His wisdom, these things are true of Him. Thanks again for listening to this call to worship. I want to thank those of you who have written to us, and also those who have sent a message to us from our website. We appreciate your prayer support greatly, and financial help for this ministry as you are led. Your tax-deductible gift can be sent to Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. Or you can find us online at www.calltoworship.us. You can make that contribution online, listen to programs online, and find details regarding the music you hear on this program. That's calltoworship.us, or you can reach us by mail at Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504.
Finding you. Are there things inside your heart you think no one understands? Do you smile and face them on your own? And when it's late at night and there's no one else around, does your smile disappear when you're alone? My father knows just what you're going through. My father knows he's reaching out to you. And there's no need to run from him. He loves you so. Just come to him. My father knows. There's no need to run away. You cannot hide from him. For he sees the hurt you have inside. And when no one seems to care or even understand, he is always there. In him you can confide. My father knows just what you're going through. My father knows reaching out to you. And there's no need to run from him. He loves you so. Just come to him. My father knows. Come to him. My father knows.
Isn't it true that one of our greatest fears is just not knowing? When it's dark and we hear that thump sound in the night, what was that? We go to the doctor with pain, tests are done, and we're afraid when our minds think about what the problem might be. We are faced with a choice, a career change. What will happen if I choose the wrong career? Isaiah, in chapter 41, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." And in Proverbs 3, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. Don't be impressed with your own wisdom. Your heavenly Father is the only wise God. Instead, fear the Lord and turn away from evil. Then you will have healing for your body and strength for your bones." God is omniscient. He knows the past, all about the present, and everything that will happen in the future. He knows you and everything about you and me. Everything we have thought or done in the past and our choices in the future. God knew us before creation. He knows every one of our needs. Jesus Christ himself said, "What is the price of two sparrows? One copper coin? But not a single sparrow can fall to the ground without your Father knowing it. And the very hairs on your head are all numbered. So don't be afraid. You are more valuable to God than a whole flock of sparrows. He has all knowledge and wisdom. He knows all of our hearts, our thoughts, our motives. In Ezekiel, it says, I know the things that come into your mind, every thought. God knows how we are fearfully and wonderfully made. In Psalms 94, he that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man. In Psalm 139, for the choir director, a psalm of David, O Lord, you have examined my heart and know everything about me. You know when I sit down or stand up. You know my thoughts even when I'm far away. You see me when I travel and when I rest at home. You know everything I do. You know what I'm going to say even before I say it, Lord. You go before me and follow me. You place your hand of blessing on my head. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too great for me to understand. God knows all about you and me, our shortcomings, our sin. And yet Romans 5 tells us, when we were utterly helpless, Christ came at just the right time and died for our sins. Now, most people would not be willing to die for an upright person, though someone might perhaps be willing to die for a person who's especially good. But God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. That's the good news of the gospel. Believe it. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. He paid the penalty for your sins and mine. Receive the free gift of his salvation. If you'd like to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, here's a simple prayer to help. Dear Lord, I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of my sins. I believe Jesus died on the cross because of my sin and then rose again. I ask you to come into my life and save me. I accept you as the Lord of my life. Thank you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, God heard you. Remember, he knows everything. You will need someone to help you, just like a brand new baby needs help to grow. Seek out someone you know who is a Christian, or contact the radio station that you're listening to. And we would love to hear from you too. Invest a moment to go to our website, calltoworship.us, and send us a note. Remember that God loves you and wants you to have life through him. All of us are sinners. In Romans 3, the Apostle Paul states that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. God sent the very best he had to be the payment for our sins. His Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross and then rose again the third day. If you did not say that prayer moments ago, there is still time. Believe in your heart and confess your sins to God and receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior.
Burden bearing, all your anguish.
This is a call to worship as we think on and meditate on the fact that God is wise.
God understands your sorrow. He sees your falling tears and whispers, "I am with you." Now falter not, nor fear. He understands your longing, your deepest grief. So let him bear your burden. He understands and cares. God understands your weakness. He knows the tempter's power, and he'll walk beside you, however dark the hour. He understands your longing, your deepest grief he bears. Friend, let him bear all of your burden. He understands and cares. If you'll trust and never doubt, he will surely bring you out. God understands and cares.
Indeed, God does understand, and he cares for you and for me. I'm Gary Robey, and I thank you for joining me today here on A Call to Worship. And thank you for your letters, and when you're able, your financial help to this radio ministry. You can write to us at Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. And you're welcome to visit us online at www.calltoworship.us. You can make your tax-deductible contribution on the website. You can listen to the programs and find other valuable information there, including the songs that you hear on this program. That address again is calltoworship.us. Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Media Ministries of Medford, Oregon. And now, unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen.
Finding more power. Serene.